Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es sei der Perik Tess Mishnah Ches. Eidech und Oimer, one aid, one witness says, Risi Asahireg. I saw that person. Kill him. I can tell you exactly who he is. The aid echadimer, and one aid says, Larissa, you did not see him. What do you mean? How do you know I didn't see him? Because I was with you at the time. You say that you saw the murderer. And it can't be that you saw it. Or, says the Mishnah Vaita, Isha imer, as a woman says, or it could be someone else's possibly, Edis, Reisi, I saw the murderer. I saw it happen. The Isha imer, as another woman says, Larissa, you did not see him. Zakta the Mishnah, Hoya Arfin, that would proceed with the Egla Rufa. Now remember, Egla Rufa is only if we don't know who committed the murder. Like the Pasuk says, Beferish, Loi Noida Mihi Kahu. Now, if an Eid Echad comes and says, no, so-and-so did it, or even a person who's normally possibly Eidus, we don't do the Egla Rufa. Are we going to execute the murderer? No, for that you need two Kasher Eidim. But an Eid Echad, even someone who's possibly Eidus, would normally stop the Egla Rufa. Because here we have one aid that says he saw it. Another aid says you didn't. We have one Pasala aid that says, in this case she saw it, and another woman says you didn't. So therefore, Haya Arfin. It's like this aid just cancels each other out. So as far as we know, we have no witnesses. Now it has to be, says the Batanura, both of them came at the same time. But if someone comes first and says, I saw the murder, and we believe him. And the Torah says that in regard to Egla Rufa, we believe him. Again, it says, Loi noida mi ko. That's when we do the Egla Rufa. We don't know who did it, but here we know, even though there's only an Eid Echad. So the Gzeres HaKasev is, we don't chop off the head. Now once we accept his Eidus, even though another Eid comes afterwards and says, no, he was with me, we don't believe the second one. Our mission is talking about a case where both of them came at the same time. So the person never got a chance to kind of cement his Eidus. We never really accepted it right there and then. Someone of equal caliber to him contradicted it. It's like the Mishnah Vayter. Eid Echad Oimer Reisi. One Eid comes and says, I saw the killer. I saw him kill him. Shnayim Oimer Lo Reisi. Two say, you did not see him. You were with us. Zakta Mishnah Hoya Arfim. And they would chop off the head of the calf. Zakta Batanura. We have three people here, right? One that came and said he saw the murderer. Two that came and said, no, you were with us. All three are people that are Apostle Le'edus. When it comes to people that are Apostle Le'edus, so there are times that we do accept your testimony, like here by Egla Rufa. But then the rule is we go after majority, after Roiv Deis. So out of the three, two are saying that you didn't see it. On the other hand, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Shnayim Oimer Inu. Two Eidim say, we saw the murderer. The Echad Oimer Lem Le'erisim. One of them says, no, you didn't see him. Lo Hayo Arfim. Because the Eidus of the two who say that they did see is stronger than the one Eid who says that you didn't. Now, again, this is all because these people are possibly Eidus. It's just that we accept their Eidus in regard to Egla Rufa. If they were Kashra Eidim, then it doesn't go with numbers. Two Kashra Eidus have the same power like 100. It doesn't change. So if two Eidim testify against 100 Eidim, we consider it two equal Eidus that contradict each other, whatever the halach is in that particular case. But it wouldn't go with the majority.